And I tell you, the young people are doing a great job this evening. It's so wonderful to see. Now it's your turn to participate. Stretch your legs a little bit. Let's all stand. We're going to sing a verse of Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Words are on the screen behind me. Join in as we sing.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
You may be seated.
Thank you. What's all that racket? Is it that time again?
I'm sure they're almost done.
Is it a long song?
Probably not.
If they start up another, chase them away.
Can we decorate the Christmas tree now, Mom?
Please, please.
Oh, please?
Oh, Sam, Samuel, Sammy Anthony Edwards.
Don't call me like that. I'm not a child.
Sorry. We're all just wondering if we can decorate the tree now.
Why are you bothering me with such nonsense?
We were hoping that you'd join us.
Where did you get the tree anyway?
I priced out all the trees in all the lots in town, taking distance into consideration for vehicle wear and tear and the amount of gas it would use. This was the cheapest. Now, do we have permission to decorate it?
Just keep it quiet.
Yay! Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, how lovely are your branches. Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, how lovely are your branches. If we had some scrap paper, we could make a snowflake chain.
Maybe later. Look at this one.
It's cute.
But what is it?
You made that for Mom in kindergarten, don't you remember?
But what is it?
Oh, it's supposed to be a reindeer.
It looks more like a stick dog.
A sick dog?
A stick dog?
Oh, I thought you said sick.
Yeah, with an ear infection and a sore throat.
Is this supposed to be a snowman?
Oh, it's Frosty.
After he melted? Oh, Freezy, the snowman had a head of slushy snow.
With a melted ear.
And a droopy nose.
And some eyes made out of tears.
Freezy, the snowman!
I'm trying to work here!
It's the holidays. Okay, let's take a break. We can finish. We can do this later. Come on, Dad needs a little peace and quiet. Maybe I can make that snowflake chain now.
Yeah.
I thought you took some time off. You said you would.
I did. This is it. Now I have time to do the things I wouldn't have time to do because of other work priorities.
Well, you can't expect the kids to be quiet.
Maybe if they understood that I'm working for them so they could have food, clothes, and a roof over their head.
That is slowly falling apart.
The roof is fine.
You're so in denial.
Don't give me that.
Well, the kids have to be allowed to play at some point.
Playing is for the birds.
Well, sorry that we're such an inconvenience to you. Will you at least have some time tonight to buy some gifts?
You know I hate shopping.
Well, the kids will be pleased to know that their father took some time out of his busy schedule to do something that he hated and buy gifts for them. And isn't it nice now that we have online shopping so we can find the best deals right from the comforts of our own home?
You and your gifts.
It's Christmas.
Christmas isn't about getting gifts.
That doesn't mean we have to be completely against the concept of giving. Don't you want to teach your children the concept of sharing and giving?
Which only promotes the attitude of wanting and getting. I'm not in the business of raising charity cases.
What about just letting them know that they're special?
Do you know what the budget is for presents?
It's barely enough to make something.
You're creative and resourceful.
I've had to be. But it's getting more and more complicated to think of ways to recreate toilet paper rolls and shoe boxes.
You know I'm not that bad.
Huh.
Isn't Christmas supposed to be more about joy? Huh. All I hear you doing is complaining. The way I see it, the kids are far better off they aren't being spoiled. They don't expect the world like other children.
Well, the kids have to be allowed to play at some point.
Playing is for the birds.
Wow. Well, there's being responsible with money, and there's just being plain old cheap.
So you don't want a nest egg saved up for retirement?
Will we live long enough to enjoy it? I'm sure our children or grandchildren will.
Do you want me to chase them off?
Pardon?
There's someone at the door.
I didn't hear the doorbell.
I guess the doorbell isn't working.
Will this ever get fixed?
Knocking is just as effective. Some of the pilgrims managed without doorbells.
Oh, hi, Marilyn. Come on in.
I'm here to drop off the spices you ordered. Oh, leg warmers, I haven't seen those since the 80s. Trying to resurrect that old-fashioned icon.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. Make a fashion statement while bringing back the good old days.
You ordered spices from around the world? Why in the world would you order spices?
It's a fundraiser for a good cause.
And cost effective.
Huh. Oh, I love your old house. It's magnificent. So much character. A fixer-upper?
More and more so every day.
It's been in the family over 100 years.
Well, it's good to hang on to one's heritage. There must be so many memories then.
Nah, not really. At least, not that I can remember.
Oh, well. Is it just me or does it feel colder in here than outside? Old houses, huh?
Yeah, that's why it feels cold in here.
And they say the price of gas is supposed to go up yet again. Cornered market, I'd say.
Oh. Well, I don't want to keep you any longer.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, thanks for dropping this off, Marilyn.
We should go out for coffee sometime.
That would be nice. Well, that was rude.
What? I was just agreeing with her. She's actually been our best visitor of all time. She stayed for only 3.5 minutes.
Seriously, you need to fix things around here. It's getting a bit dangerous. I'm going to get Christmas meatloaf started.
Make sure you cut the meat in half and supplement it with bread.
Ugh.
Hey, they say the price of beef is going up. No, no, no! What did I tell you all earlier? No singing! Get out of here!
Oh. Do you want to come weigh the meat or something?
What's the matter with you?
I'll be making the potatoes now. Do you want a play-by-play report on supper's progress?
What do you mean?
I'm just so frustrated. There's only so much a person can take.
So you're mad because the beef is going up? I can't control the stock market.
No, but you completely control the finances around here. There isn't any opportunity for any fun. And don't tell me it's for the birds.
But why can't you understand I'm just trying to be responsible and take care of the family? I don't want to end up in deep debt and become someone to be pitied.
Then how can you not see how pitiful this is? We have no debt. In fact, we have piles and piles of money somewhere. You are self-employed with a well-paying business.
Which could change at any time. The market is crazy. We must do what we can to survive.
We could do a little more than just survive.
So you want to be one of those women who has their nails done every week and has to shop for shoes and designer clothes until there isn't room in her closet.
Will you only be happy until you have saved and saved and saved until there isn't any room in all the banks in all the world? I would just be happy for clothes that didn't have to come from a secondhand store. You say you love this house. You grew up in it. But yet you do not maintain it. It is slowly falling apart, and soon it will fall into a pile of rubble all around you. If you truly love this house, you would make sure it got what it needed to look at least respectable. I feel like this house.
Then you should know that I love you.
You didn't hear a thing I said. Our family is like this house. We're falling apart.
Mom, Dad, look what we made.
Where'd y'all get that paper?
From the trash bin.
Did you switch off the lights in your room?
Dad, can we decorate the tree now?
No.
Not yet.
Why?
When?
I'm making Christmas supper now. Do you kids want to help peel potatoes?
Okay.
What'd I miss?
We get to help Mom make potatoes.
Okay, but you do realize that's not as much fun as decorating the tree?
Yeah, you're right.
Well, go on. Finish your work before supper.
Don't talk to me like I'm a child. I'm not a child.
What am I hearing? When'll they leave me alone?
How many times must I tell you? I don't want to be caroled to. Scat.
Excuse me, what are you doing in my house? Look what you've done, there's a hole in the roof. What are you doing? What? Why can't you hear me? Are you deaf? Hello? That's it. It's your fault. You should pay. This should be fixed immediately. You know, holes in roof equals water damage, which equals wood rot, which equals more money in repairs. No, what are you doing? Don't bother with the door. This should be fixed immediately.
Hello, Sam.
Sam?
It's Mr. Edwards to you, young lady. Have you no respect?
I'm so sorry. I'll add your surname to our information document. We only have your first name on our callback list.
Better yet, take me right off that list.
Well, it's for a good cause. And the product is top of the line at a great price. So perhaps you'd like to buy some spices?
I've got plenty of spice, thank you.
Well, maybe there's a spice that your wife doesn't have.
There's no wife. Wife is gone. She died.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Well, perhaps you'd still like to buy some spices?
No need for spice.
I'm so sorry. Take care and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too.
But what happened to Sweet Wendy? Was there no way I could help her? Was she sick? Did she suffer? Wow, you keep it cold. These temperatures, I'm amazed the water pipes haven't frozen and burst. What is this?
Grand Central Station?
Yikes.
Yes. Hey, Sam. Samuel Anthony Edwards.
Don't call me like that. I'm not a child.
Pardon?
Martin.
Pardon?
Martin, that's my name. You knew my mother, Sarah, when you were a young boy, remember?
No, I don't.
Well, this is my daughter, Nancy. Sorry to bother if you were busy.
I really have work to do.
On Christmas.
Hey, it's the busiest time of year.
You just stop and take a break. Have some fun once in a while.
Fun is for the birds. Are you only here to harass me? Because whatever you're selling, I'm not buying.
Just being neighborly. Seeing how every year we invite you over to our Christmas meal, and every year you turn us down. We thought we'd bring some Christmas to you.
Why?
It's Christmas, duh.
I don't need anybody's help.
Ah, okay. But.
And I don't need anybody's charity.
This isn't charity, it's a gift.
What's the difference?
Took the words right out of my mouth.
There's a huge difference.
I just want to share with you.
I don't want to share. I get what I need.
We just want to share some joy with you. We just want to share joy with you.
How in the world can you possibly share joy?
You've never heard of the Christmas story?
Right. All about the house, nothing was stirring, not even a mouse went out through the chimney.
Good memory.
No, I'm talking about the story when the hope and joy to all mankind was born in a manger.
No, I don't remember that one.
You've never read the Bible?
I have an extensive library, and we've got a family Bible. I'm sure my parents would have read it sometime.
Oh, that's great. It's great when parents pass down such a good heritage. The story is so life-changing.
How long do these people plan on staying here?
You're not going to read this to me now, are you?
No, you can read it on your own. It's not in the Gospel of Luke. In fact, the entire Bible tells a story.
I really don't have time for stories.
It is a true story.
Blah, blah, blah. Just another autobiography of somebody famous. I really have work to do.
Of course. Well, we don't want to overstay our welcome.
Don't forget to take this.
Just keep it, Mr. Edwards. Merry Christmas.
Till next year, Sam. Tell Merry Christmas to the kids next time you talk.
Well, thank you for your non-charitable Christmas items.
When did these people move into the neighborhood? I don't remember them at all. Aren't you even curious? Turkey.
And stuffing.
Wow, that's a nice jacket. That would not have been cheap unless they found it at a secondhand store. See, that's not a secondhand. We can return it and put the money in a bank? Who gives gifts like this to ornery neighbors? I mean, look at you. Look at myself. I become a grouchy grump. Was I always like that? Do the children ever call? Are there grandchildren who ever want to hear stories? You haven't been paying the phone bills? How are you even doing business? What if the children tried to call? Christmas cards? Are they from the children? Aren't you going to look at them? This is no way to live. You can't see how miserable you are. It could be the children.
Got it. It's for me anyways.
Hey, are you finished working yet?
No.
Why not?
Because I have lots of work to do.
Why don't you hire someone to help?
Because that costs money.
But could you do more work with more people?
That would cost even more money, and it's called overhead.
But then you wouldn't have to do so much work.
Is that a question?
No, just a comment.
I have a question. Are you really our father?
Why would you ask that?
Because our teacher said that fathers do things with their children.
Like build things.
And play games.
Playing is for the birds. Adults have lots of work to do. I have work to do.
All the time?
I'm working right now.
No, you're not.
You're just talking to us.
You're firing questions at me. I'm having to work and answer them, and it's making my head spin.
Maybe your head is spinning from all the work.
Was your mom angry at your father, too?
Is mom angry at me?
I don't know.
Then what's with all the questions?
Kids have questions. Did you ever have questions when you were a kid?
No, I think I was just born knowing everything. I can't remember that far back.
You can't remember being a kid. Don't you have any memories at all?
Do you at least remember when you said you would take us to the zoo?
I don't remember that.
Oh, right. That's because you've never said that.
Have you ever gone to the zoo?
I don't know.
You can't remember anything from your childhood?
What are you ever going to tell your grandchildren?
I guess nothing.
That would be boring.
Well, I'll tell them about working hard and investing in high-yield bonds.
That will be boring, too.
Are you finished yet? I still have work to do.
Okay, fine. All right. Well, nice talking to you, Father, if that's even your real name.
What kind of all nerds, why do children talk like that these days?
How lovely. Sam, come and listen. There are carolers.
Don't really care. I hate Christmas music.
Well, it's time to come downstairs now anyway. Okay. Samuel Edwards. Samuel Anthony Edwards.
Don't call me like that. I'm not a child. Whoa, is that me?
Stop calling me like that. I'm not a child.
Well, that's me.
Well, yes, Sam, you are a child.
Well, I don't want to be treated as a child.
Sam, I worry about you. What is so wrong with being a child?
Adults make all the decisions for me. I can't wait to make all the decisions.
We let you make some of your own decisions. As parents, it's important that we teach you how to be responsible.
Now we'll see how abused I was as a child.
But it is still important to learn how to play and have some fun.
Fun and play is for the birds.
Maybe we should listen. Maybe Mom does know something.
You can't believe it, but life isn't just work.
Then how are you supposed to get ahead?
Ahead of what, dear?
Ahead of where one is. Duh. Now I want to finish my reading.
Was I that rude to my own mother? Why did Dad let me get away with that? And why didn't Dad keep up those house repairs? Sure, leave me with the house that's falling apart.
It's not all about you, Sam. Being part of a family isn't only working together, but spending time together. Now, I'll need a bit of help. We've invited Mrs. Caudill and her children over for the Christmas meal.
Ah, why?
Because they are struggling.
We are struggling.
We have more blessings than you realize, Sam, and we want to share that with people less fortunate than just ourselves. So, before they get here, you can go help your father. He's in the study. He should be finished with devotions by now. I'll go finish setting the table.
Why do we have to share? I don't want to share.
Was I always this angry? Why was I always this angry? Dad.
You're a fine wheelchair driver, my son.
I don't plan on being a wheelchair driver when I grow up.
What do you want to be?
Well, a businessman, like you.
You don't have to be a businessman. You can be whatever you want to be.
I know, but if I ever wind up being like you, I can still do work.
This is an accident, Sam. I keep telling you, there are things in life you can't control, but you have to be willing to accept help.
I will never be in that position to need anyone's help. I will always make sure that I can always take care of myself.
The most important thing in your life, Sam, is that you remember, or you accept God supplies all our needs.
Don't roll your eyes at Dad. Why didn't you ask him more about that? Now he's gone and you can never ask him what he meant by that.
Come in, everyone. Welcome and Merry Christmas. Come on in.
Hello. Thank you for having us over. I didn't bring much. All I brought was some juice.
Thank you so much. How lovely. I'll serve this with our meal. I'll take this to the table while you take off your coats.
Thank you for having us over. It would have been a pretty pathetic Christmas dinner at our house this year.
Ah, they're already here?
Just how many children are there?
I'm never having kids.
Well, no. Some children will be good. They can help once you get older, if you wind up having an accident, or so you never wind up being alone, if you're not too miserable a person to be around.
We have a little while until supper is ready, so please, sit down and make yourselves comfortable.
Thank you. You have a lovely home.
Sam, would you mind getting the family Bible from the office?
You know where the Bible is?
Before our Christmas meal, we like to read the Christmas story each year. Would you all like that?
Sure.
Christmas is God's gift to us. And to receive this gift, all we have to do is believe, humble ourselves, and confess our sins.
I remember that. I must have heard that when I was trying not to pay attention.
Gifts are for charity cases.
And to receive this gift, all you have to do is believe, as it explains in Romans. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ. Unto all them that believe, there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has sent forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past.
Did you at least kind of hear that part?
Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for all the gifts given to us. Without you, there is nothing.
How could you possibly be so content? You were in a wheelchair, unfairly so.
We thank you for sending our only son in order that we may have our salvation. We celebrate this all year round, and we may share your love with all those around us. We're thankful for our family, friends, and neighbors, and being able to share even the simplest things in life that you provide for us. Things in life that can taste so delicious. We thank you for our food. Amen. And I would like to say thank you to my wonderful, gracious wife, and also make this food very tasty.
Well, thank you for that very kind compliment, dear. Our supper should be ready now, so... And after eating, we can all decorate the tree together, and there'll be singing and gifts. But first, let us enjoy a turkey meal.
And stuffing?
Of course, and stuffing.
Everything smells so delicious.
What are you waiting for? Go, join the fun, why don't you?
Aren't you coming?
Yeah.
Your parents are so awesome. Your dad's name is Martin, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're so lucky. I wish my dad was around like yours is.
Well, he's in a wheelchair. It's not like he can do very much or go very far.
Well, when I grow up and have kids, if I ever have a boy, and I'm going to name him Martin, and I'm going to tell my children all about Jesus.
Blah, blah, blah. If you don't have anything important to say, don't say anything at all.
Well, that was rather rude and unnecessary. My head.
Please not now. Go away before he hears you. Oh, this can't be happening. This is so miserable.
What's wrong?
Oh, you mean besides the incessant carolers? I burnt the meatloaf.
Why?
You think I wanted to burn the meatloaf?
I mean, how?
Well, I was talking to a friend on the phone. I know you think such things are unnecessary, but she is in a crisis and she needs someone to talk to. And I'm sorry about the meat.
Did you want to invite your friend over?
What?
Your friend. Invite her over, and her kids, if she has any.
And serve burnt meatloaf?
Kids, come here, now.
Are you okay?
No. I've been very wrong, and I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Get your coats on. We're going to go out for Christmas dinner. I'll Google a few restaurants. There must be some places that serve a nice turkey and stuffing meal. Call your friend, tell her where to meet us. And I guess on the way, we'll stop at the mall and do some gift shopping. Yeah. And when we get home, we can...
decorate the tree?
Yeah, we can decorate the tree and have hot cocoa and read the Christmas story. And
can we sing?
Oh, yeah, we can sing. We can even get really crazy and go join those carolers and spread...
the joy of Christmas?
And spread the joy of Christmas.
Very good. I think it would be appropriate to give all the students a round of applause again. Great job, guys. We're not quite finished. I do want to share just a thought from God's Word with you tonight. I promise you I'll just speak for a couple of minutes. But all night long, we've heard about Jesus Christ. And I think it'd be a shame for anyone to come here and hear all these young people talk about Christ and you leave here without knowing Him. This is such a special time of year. It's so exciting for all of us, so exciting for our children, our grandchildren, and our friends. God's been good to every one of us. He's blessed us so much, and He certainly deserves our attention this time of year. But we have to remember not just that He came to earth, but why He came to earth. God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, not just to be born in the manger, but to live His life and ministry on earth, to take on our sins, to die on the cross, so that you and I could know Him and spend eternity with Him. I'm going to share just one verse with you tonight from Matthew chapter 20. Matthew chapter 20, verse number 28. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give His life a ransom for many. Jesus Christ came to earth not just to be born in a manger. It's a wonderful thing for us to give him that attention this time of year. We should do it. But we have to remember that was not his purpose. His purpose was not just to be born. His purpose was to die. And that's not a pleasant thing to think about, because there was a reason he had to die, and it was my sin, and it was your sin. The Bible says he gave his life a ransom for many. There's a payment that had to be paid, a payment that was due for our sins. And he came to earth voluntarily. He never ceased to be God. The Bible tells us clearly he was always God. But he took on flesh and became a man. He left his glory of heaven. The creator of the universe came to earth to live just like you do and just like I did. But to live perfectly in a sinless life. So that you and I and all the men and ladies that have ever lived on earth could put our faith and trust in him. Could trust him to forgive us of our sins, to put our faith in him and live with him for all eternity. Again, it would be such a shame for us to hear about Jesus Christ all evening long. And what a great job these kids did, the young people did. Not just performing, but teaching truth. Parents, make a big deal of that with your families. As you celebrate Christmas in just a few days together, it's hard to believe it's right around the corner. But as you celebrate together, don't overlook the purpose of Christmas. We love presents in our family, and you do too, right? We love the decorations. We love all the things that make such a wonderful atmosphere. We love being out of school for a couple of weeks, right? But what a shame it would be for us as Christian parents to overlook the opportunity to give God the attention he deserves. Folks, if there's anyone in here right now that does not know Jesus Christ as your Savior, we want to invite you to talk to any one of us tonight. Find someone that works at this church, any teacher, anyone. I'd love to talk to you tonight. We're giving the gospel all night long through these songs and through these poems because it's the most important message we could ever give. Jesus Christ loves you. He lived his life for you. He gave his life for you. And his desire is to have a relationship with you. And of course, that's our desire for you as well. Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you so much for this wonderful evening we're enjoying. Lord, I pray that you'll help us just with this last song, the last message that we hear. Lord, help us to do the very best we can before you. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to invite our 3rd through 5th grade choir to come right back up one more time. And as they're doing so, I do want to recognize just a couple of people. Something like this does not happen without a lot of people planning a lot of things. A lot of parents involved, a lot of teachers involved, of course, all of our staff involved. But I want to recognize a few people in particular. If my 3rd through 5th grade choir can stand there very quietly for me, I would appreciate it so much. If you will, if I say your name, if you will just stand for us, and then we'll hold our applause until the very end. Mrs. Abby Crawford, used to be Miss Farron. Mrs. Abby Crawford has arranged all the accompaniment for us. She's done a phenomenal job. I'm sure her hands are tired at this point from playing so many songs, and then helped us plan the music as well. Mrs. Lepper, my wife, was the program coordinator, of course, led the elementary choirs as well. Mrs. Biddle was tasked with the first ever drama club at Heritage Christian Academy, and they did a phenomenal job tonight. Mr. Glenn Farron is here somewhere in the back holding a beautiful baby. He is our high school and middle school choir director. Mrs. Erin Reed is in here somewhere as well. She headed up our bake sale and did just a great job. Thank the Lord, we had a great bake sale. I know many of you were involved in that as well. Mr. Fiesler, you're good. Mr. Fiesler was tasked with finding every microphone that existed in the Metroplex so that we could have this drama club. He did a great job with it. Of course, did the lights and all those things as well. Mr. Day handled all the videography. This will be available to share online, and I know many of you have family out of town and things that you'd love for them to see your child or your grandchild perform. It'll be available on Facebook for you to do so. Many of you, and I do want to ask any ladies or gentlemen that baked something for us or prepared something for us, if you would please stand as well. So many of you did that, and we appreciate it more than you know. Would you stand? Don't be ashamed of it. Good. Very good. And then finally, all of our teachers, all of our staff, anyone who's employed by Heritage Christian Academy, if you would stand as well, please. Thank you so much. You can be seated. As I said, things like this can't happen without a lot of hard work, and they've done a great job tonight. We have just one more song for you, and it is the theme song for the entire night, Christmas in Your Heart. I want you to listen very carefully to the words of this song. It is the theme we chose for a reason. But I'm going to sit down, let them sing, and then I'll come up here and dismiss us, all right? Folks, we want to thank you one more time for coming out tonight. What a great turnout, and of course, these students did such a great job. Parents, it's always a great habit to point out everything that was done very well, right? God's good to us. We're so thankful for this school. Of course, thankful to all the families that are part of it. Two things I'll say real quickly, then we'll pray and dismiss. Number one, we do still have some items in the bake sale area. Please, you need them. I don't need them. Please go by, and still some items to purchase there. Please go by and grab some of those on your way out. And secondly, how many of you have students that are middle school and high school students? Would you raise your hand? As you well know, we borrow every building, every room, all of the facilities from the church. Lots of work needs to be done tonight to prepare it for Sunday. But if all of them can help us, it'll get done very quickly tonight. Please, please, please let them stay and help us. I will meet them right here in just a few minutes, all right? Let's pray together. We can stand again, please. Let's dismiss in prayer. Lord, you're so good to us. We're so undeserving of it. I thank you so much, Lord, for all these families, all these students, grandparents, aunts and uncles, friends that are here to support them tonight. Lord, I thank you so much for this special time of year. Lord, again, if anyone in here does not know you as their personal Savior, Lord, help tonight to be the night they settle that. Lord, help us to always give honor to you as you deserve this time of year and, of course, all year round. Help us, Lord. Keep us safe as we go our separate ways. Well, thank you so much for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much. God bless you.